Hi, happy Valentine's Day, and welcome to Katie's podcast, here with
Cadence and Annabelle.
Today we're going to be talking about the Brazilian dam that collapsed. So, this dam caused a lot of damage and deaths. So, do you guys know what the death toll is up to right now?
The death toll is up to 121 people, and the missing stands at 226 people.
So, this dam was certified to be, like, okay, right? Like, it was, like, stable and stuff. So, what do you think should happen to, like, those who didn't certify it correctly or...
And they'll probably get, like, looked at or, like, laid off or something. Or being cause for all the deaths.
And also, what do you think they should do about all the other bridges that were also certified stable?
I think that they should probably recertify them. Gonna recheck on them?
So Elias News was at the site when the bridge collapsed. The dam. And he is actually a survivor. He heard a loud noise and thought it was a train derailing, but he went to a higher point to see what was going on, and he saw sludge coming down the way towards him and his colleague. They were in a truck. When he saw this, he shouted that the dam had burst, and then he fell walking back to his car, running back to his car.
Did his colleague survive?
Yeah, they both did. When he got back into the car, it was his intention to leave, to turn around and leave, but after driving 15 meters max, he saw the sludge in front of him. He tried to turn around, but the sludge had surrounded him and his colleague. When he thought he couldn't escape, he stopped the car. He told his colleague that they were trapped and to brace for impact. He told his colleague to pray, and they did. And they ended up, the truck ended up actually floating on top of the sludge when it was over.
So that's how they survived? They were just floating?
Yeah, so the sludge kind of picked them up, and their truck wasn't in very good shape, but they were perfectly fine, and they survived perfectly fine.
So, were there video cameras and, like, alarms to notify if the dam was going to say? If the dam had that incident, like, prior to that?
There was a camera and the sludge with Elias News. You could see him driving around trying to escape. The sludge looked so gross, and there was so much of it. And
so I read up that the veil system, he did have one, but it's not an automatic system, like an alarm. It had to be set off manually, which is, like, that task is almost impossible, because if the dam breaks, you don't have time to go and set it off manually. And there's actually video cameras were set to alarm the dam also, but it had failed the day of the incident.
That was all. In one village where some 15 houses were buried in the Deloge Morrow pointed over sirens, nearest his home on a mass positioned on a hill. As of Monday afternoon, there were still 291 people missing. And 192 people were rescued. The civil defense of Myers Gurney has said. Additionally, 23 people were hospitalized, and the fire department said that.
Who do you think is responsible for this disaster? The third. The second of its kind in 3 years.
It's a natural disaster.
You think it's a natural disaster?
Yeah.
I, in my opinion, along with the article I read, is I think it's Vail's disaster and the mining company.
I agree.
Do you think that this was an accident?
I think that it was an accident. I think somebody like did it on purpose.
Greenpeace Brazil says that with two disasters in just over 3 years, this was not an accident, but a crime against people and nature.
Really?
Yeah. So, many think that this wasn't a disaster, an accident. And
so, do people think that somebody made the dam break on purpose?
Well, I don't think that someone made the dam break on purpose, but also when they were certifying it, someone probably like missed something on purpose or didn't put something down on the paper, and then the alarm was failing the day of the incident. Like it could be a coincidence, but
yeah.
All right, thank you for listening to our podcast. See you next time.